Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm speaking with Maggie Fox, founding partner of the Social Media Group. Now, I met Maggie through Social Media Today, which is a collective that we belong to, and she had offered to do a social media success story podcast with me, so I hope this is maybe one of many that we can bring out to you listeners. So, Maggie, I understand you're working on a phased social media strategy for Yamaha Motor. So can you tell us how that's going?
Oh, it's going extremely well, and thanks for having me on the podcast, by the way. The social media strategy is going extremely well. As you mentioned, we did it in sort of a phased program based on the seasonal nature of their products and also product release cycles.
So what kind of metrics is Yamaha asking you to use, or did you offer up potentially as measures of engagement?
We actually came up, and this is really the way that we've found most of these projects unfold. We actually came up with custom metrics, you know, that are really a blend of traditional website metrics, things like traffic, and also more abstract sort of human elements, you know, measuring levels of engagement. So we call them engagement metrics. And one of the sort of principles that we found these metrics on is something that came from the Church of the Customer blog, which I'm not sure if you've ever read it.
Yes, I have, definitely.
Yeah, it's a fabulous blog, and they have the 1% rule, which is, on an average, a standard level of engagement is that if 100 people come to your blog and 1% of them comment and one person comments, you have an engagement metric of 1%.
Right.
So we use that model sort of as a benchmark that, 1% is the bare minimum that you want to experience, and just to express it that way as a ratio of traffic to comments. And we found in the first phase of the Yamaha social media strategy, which was actually a blog for snowmobilers called Sled Talk, and we found that by doing measurements elsewhere on the internet, taking a look at other properties that were in the same space, that were in the same community we were seeking to join, we were able to actually get a sense of the metrics they were experiencing because they were forums. And when we took a look at our metrics, they far exceeded the 1% rule and actually were double the metrics that the nearest and most popular web property was experiencing. Property that's been around for 7 or 8 years and has 250,000 posts and, 7 or 8,000 registered members. So, Yamaha obviously, understandably, was extremely pleased with the level of engagement they had experienced, and we're talking within the first 2 months or so.
Right. So, is Sled Talk, I'm assuming you're trying to do a sort of a niche blogging strategy or community strategy for them. Is that correct?
Yeah, what it is yeah, it is very niche. It's niche based on the products. So we took a look at the communities that were existent online already around these products, snowmobilers, for example, decided how we would choose to join those communities. And as I mentioned earlier, they're predominantly in forums. They're actually extremely active online. There are a bunch of forums that have been around for quite a while and have a lot of engagement and are really the go-to kind of destinations. These are places that in many cases the manufacturers actually sort of lurk in to get business intelligence and things like that. So we knew where they were. We knew what they were talking about. We knew the kinds of things they wanted to hear, but we were really concerned about duplicating. We didn't want to build a community. We wanted to join one. And we knew that if we even considered creating another forum, it would really be counterproductive because that community exists already. It's thriving. It's run by volunteers. It's a community that, has been built by the members. And we didn't want to try to take that away or diminish it in any way. We wanted to simply join it. So what we decided to do, which is also based on sort of risk tolerance of the client, we decided to implement a corporate blogging strategy because obviously there are controls that can be put in place in terms of moderating comments, very clear terms of use, which is a major issue for a manufacturer like Yamaha, recreational vehicles, because obviously people hurt themselves when they use these products and they do have lawsuit issues ongoing. So we needed to make sure that we did not create a platform where people could say or advocate doing dangerous things with their products,
right,
and potentially, which could potentially be a big liability for Yamaha. So what we decided to do was create a corporate blogging strategy, and we were very fortunate in that internally there was someone by the name of Chris Reed, who's a senior product manager. He lives the Yamaha brand, has worked there for 20 years, avid snowmobiler, really, really knows the guts of the machines. And a lot of these things get really technical where they want to know, how does this fasten to that and why is the gas tank so small and what about the positioning of this part? It gets incredibly minute, you know, like these guys are really, really into their stuff. And Chris knew his stuff and was well known and respected in the community. So we were fortunate in that we had him, who was, and he was also a good writer, we had him as the author, as the personality behind that blog. And, you know, it's obviously been incredibly successful because Chris is able to provide insight into the product development cycle, into thought processes that go into product development especially, and just all kinds of things about stuff that's coming up, things that have happened, you know, that somebody outside the organization or someone without that level of expertise wouldn't be able to provide. And that's the other benefit of that platform, is that he can have his say. It's not a forum, you know, it's a place where that's very issue driven.
Okay. So very interesting. You've got some interesting legal challenges around that, because typically, you know, some of the questions around starting a corporate blog is, you know, what if people have negative comments? This has some very interesting challenges around that because of the, you know, the potential uses of this product in a dangerous fashion. And second, getting the blog to interface with the community, what's the connection there? How are you connecting that to the influencers that live in that community?
Mm-hmm. We, for other programs, not so much this program, for other programs we always have a research component where we take a look at the conversation that's taking place and evaluate what's going on, who's participating, what do they like to hear about. In this particular case, we actually didn't have to go too heavily into that because of the fact that Chris was really active online. So we really, and one of the other concerns too from the Yamaha perspective is they were, because they knew how active snowmobilers were online and how rabid fans, you know, what rabid fans they were. Because of that, they were actually quite concerned they would be overwhelmed. They were concerned that we would have 600 and 700 comments, that it would be unmanageable and completely out of control. So we did no outreach. We did absolutely no formal outreach, no marketing plan, no nothing. What Chris did do in a very informal way was reach out to the forum moderators. There are two forums, ty4stroke.com and Totally Yamaha. He reached out to the forum moderators and said, yeah, look, you know, just want to, very informally, personal email, said, look, just want to let you know that we're doing this and, you know, come on by, have a look and let us know what you think. And, you know, luckily, based on good relationships and the fact that, you know, Chris has always been, you know, an active member of the community and he's a nice guy, the forum moderators actually posted about the blogs. And so that sort of speeded up awareness within the community, although we did find over time that, you know, I mean, it's a forum, so those posts become less relevant, so people no longer look at them, and not everyone has seen them. We did find over time that what would happen is that Chris would post something on the blog, and the discussion would actually get taken back to the forum, where people would sort of hash over it with links back to the blog. So it was kind of an interesting sort of symbiosis that started to happen, where, you know, we didn't do a formal outreach, but within a very short period of time, we were a part of the discussion very quickly, and that's largely because of the appropriateness of the content.
Right. I think the appropriateness of the content and the fact that you were tapping into an existing community that, you know, might have been hungry for this type of content, I think there are two success factors there.
Absolutely. And that's a really important point that we always like to emphasize with our clients, is that for the most part, you do not build communities, you join them. And so the first task is to find out where they are, find out what that community is, where they are, what they want to hear.
Right. Again, excellent point, because most marketers think, okay, I got to build it so that they'll come, which is a little bit different, is a little counterintuitive to saying, all right, let's go find where they are and see how we can listen into that conversation and then participate. You mentioned Totally Yamaha as a forum. I just wanted to back you up for a second. Does that, it infers through the name that that was an already existing forum that Yamaha was sponsoring, or is that something that was built completely external that just happened to be named Totally Yamaha?
It's completely external. The really interesting thing about snowmobilers is they're very, very brand loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have Yamaha forums and you have competitors forums. And in many cases, never the twain shall meet. So if you're a Yamaha owner, you spend time on the Yamaha forums. If you're a competitor's machine owner, you spend time elsewhere. And these sites are run by amateurs. They have probably a small amount of ad revenue, but generally speaking, you know, it's a labor of love.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Yeah really.
So a question I always like to ask is, if you had to do it all over again, you know, what would you do differently? It sounds like this was pretty well executed.
I have to say, you know, we're continuing to roll out similar projects across other product lines. You know, it's a phase strategy. So this is not the last one. In this particular case, it was really in many ways a perfect storm. and I mean that positively, and we had someone who could create great content. We understood completely the community that we were seeking to join. And the outreach was respectful and appropriate so that there was never any negative associated with it. Because you could easily see the forum moderator saying, hey, you're trying to steal our readership. And that didn't happen. So we really had no negative outcomes, even to the point where when we did an analysis of the comments that we received, good, bad, or indifferent, and by indifferent I sort of mean questions or general comments, we found that only 8% were negative. And that was very broad. I mean, we were at that point we were really searching because really we almost had no negative comments. You know, nothing that could be, you know, if you had a thin skin, nothing that would hurt your feelings, put it that way. And in many ways, I mean, I can't think of too much that we would do differently, realizing that we were not overwhelmed, that the engagement was excellent, that our first post had over 25 comments. You know, and it continued to grow from there. We knew that engagement was strong. Knowing that it was not overwhelming, it might have been nice to do a little more formal outreach to broaden awareness of the program before the summer kind of kicked in, because this was launched in March with the new machines. And, you know, the season's very short. We had 2 months, and then, you know, activity has really died down, and it'll start to pick up again in September. It might have been nice to hit the market a little harder to sort of try to raise awareness in a more dramatic way and therefore sustain it over the summer.
Right.
But that was a risk factor that we had identified, that we didn't want to, you know, destroy the program by having it be completely unmanageable. So that would be about the only thing I think I would have, you know, wanted to trust the market a little more,
right,
that it was going to be okay. But moving forward across the other programs we're going to unroll, I'm sure that we are going to run into situations because they won't be the same. We don't have another Chris. The programs are actually probably going to be quite different, and I'm sure we'll run into situations that will offer some really key learning, I think.
Great. So any parting advice for folks who might just be starting out in social media?
Listen. The first thing you need to do is listen.
Mm.
And we've actually codified that into methodology, where it's just like a real-world conversation. If you want to join it, you have to be respectful. You have to listen. You have to know what people want to hear and the kinds of things they're looking for from you. Because if you don't, it won't be successful. If your content's not on the market, it won't be successful. And also, ultimately, all the technology is very scary. There's all these words we throw around and new things popping up every week. These things actually are not that important. It is literally a conversation. The only difference is that it happens to be global and on the Internet. So if you really try to internalize and think about what you need to do to join a conversation that's actually taking place among people, your behavior as an organization within these programs is very similar. So, you know, it's not as scary as it may sound. I think it's very doable.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thanks very much for joining me, Maggie. I really appreciate it. This has been great. And for our listeners, please visit Maggie at www.socialmediagroup.ca for more information, or listen in on the conversation that we're having together at socialmediatoday.com. And thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, Paul.